Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome back to the Everton Fan Focus Podcast, part three. Little bit of a technical difficulty at the end of that one. The hamster just stopped rolling in his cage. But we're back now, aching for another Everton transfer, but hopefully we're going to see one before the window shuts. And lads, yeah, so Sissoko, possible confusion, possible upset and possible rage and him going to Tottenham now.
Again.
Let's hope not, hey?
Imagine the fume level on Twitter if we get off.
Imagine the fume level on the podcast. Half our podcast has been showing where he's going to fit into the
team. Yeah. We've just wasted a podcast.
I think he'd look great next to Diet, just in front of
God knows how many fellas are going to... God knows how many fellas are ending up on the couch tonight because the way they carried on all evening, you know, and it's quite a few relationships.
And he's getting presented at Tottenham.
Just imagine.
Back to the audacious cheer bit, 10 million when he's already been paid.
Yeah, Alan Smith was my favourite, 7 million while he was already, I think he'd already scored United. But the fume's going to go through the roof. Quite a few fellas and relationships are going to end tonight, I think.
Yeah. Well, we're entering the last hour, aren't we? Yeah. Surely Jim White's going to bring us some positive machinery.
Oh, yeah, I just want flying in.
There's a helicopter just gone past.
Helicopter to Gunderson,
that's a cool. It's legal, it's fucking fair.
It's just local guns. Levy said to private helicopter to come and get him.
It helps a few more people off the balcony back into their homes.
What way is London? That way, mate. Bye bye.
Funny you should say that because the Mail Online Sport have just put a tweet up to give an update on the Sissoko deal. Saying Spurs haven't given up on Sissoko. If a fee is agreed between Spurs and Newcastle, he's going to White Hart Lane.
So his preferred choice is White Hart Lane?
Love reading into that.
We just spent half an hour eulogising over it, and now I don't even want the guy.
That's the thing, it's a transfer deadline day though, isn't it? You go from there.
Yeah.
You know, loving a player, seeing him fit into hatred within after a millisecond.
And then when he's found, you love him again.
Yeah, 140 second character tweet. But do we not have this argument every single transfer window? Yeah. Getting the deal done, getting it done quick and over the line, so no other clubs can come in. You know,
spot on.
Heaven forbid, you know, if we decide Gay on transfer deadline day, I'm pretty sure another club will probably to come in.
Oh, yeah.
So it was good that we got that particular transfer over the line.
Absolutely.
So to leave it to the transfer deadline day.
You'd always run the risk.
Basically, you're going to get gazumped by everyone, aren't you? Because everyone's frantically running. It's pathetic, really, given the length of the window that everybody waits so long.
For instance, the Gabbadini one, obviously, that probably had to run because Napoli were trying to get a player in, weren't they? But that's so cool. He could have been signed all summer.
Yeah.
He could have been.
Absolutely.
Everyone knew the price, 30 million.
Yeah.
And now you're all paying on transfer deadline day. Why not pay it straight after the Euros and he comes straight in and saying that he's up and running?
Absolutely. I don't get the delay. You know, Sissoko has been part of a relegated team for 2 months now, you know, and not done it. I don't get the delay with all these things.
I think it's all built to this day, isn't it? It's all,
the drama.
It's all built to this day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's built into Jim White's contract.
Yes,
that we've got to wait.
It wouldn't surprise me if, you know, there's like Premier League deal, if there was something written to it. Because Sky like to put in control everything, don't they?
They do.
They're
pumping
£5.1 billion I don't get a say, as you say. Into how things are conducted.
Spot on.
Yeah. Nice to say, it's like 1 minute to 11.
It wouldn't surprise me if, no, there's like five, like the TV money was only released on the 31st of
That's why West Brom was spending all sorts.
The guy who spent tonight showing you the one-sided A4 piece of paper that needs to be faxed, right? The way you should explain it, it was like a document, like a weekly document. It's one sheet of A4.
Yeah. That's it.
A tiny bit of details that you have to fax through. Someone else who's leaving it late, Juventus signed a sign, Axel Witsel.
Really?
The window instantly closed at 10 o'clock. Shut now.
Is there an update on whether they've got that? If we were any kind, yeah. What's going on, Mr. Zoko? With the World Channel, that's in Stockton and Wakeford.
So Tottenham.
The deal. So is that gonna be? We're watching news about Sissoko maybe going to Tottenham now after they've matched the offer from Everton. Just us, isn't it? Charlie Towers has joined Frankfurt on loan.
Yeah, I
thought he was great, and then got blown out the water saying he was a bit lightweight, which he didn't say, but possibly. So that might do him the world of good. But yeah. Sissoko, someone on him. Oh, God almighty. The fume's rising. I can feel it now.
Just delete that last podcast.
Yeah, yeah, just ignore what we've said about Sissoko.
Even though there'll be part one and part three, there's going to be no part two.
No part two.
I've noticed a few of the Liverpool fans are joining on the
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
A few of my mates and my cousin and that, so. Are
they commenting on you having the most most hair in the room?
No, I bet there's
no. Did them Sky remote? Red Zard. Season ticket, just a Liverpool Sky remote.
Season ticket is when he puts £7 on the lackey. Now you laugh away, lads, but as soon as that spade's in the ground on Bramley Moor, the smile will come right off that face.
But they've just got one stand and we've got a new stadium.
Yeah.
And know the best thing about it, which I've said, every postcard at Liverpool and an iconic waterfront is going to have an Everton badge on it.
Absolutely.
Every single postcard.
And people will be saying, what's that ground there? That must be Liverpool's ground. Yeah. It isn't. It's Everton's. What's Everton doing in the, you know, in the thing?
Well,
so.
That's Neil Connor and his big ear.
And that. We can't just watch the TV, it's not going to make for good viewing. You have
that's
to listen.
I just can't.
Yeah, yeah. You listen, then valuable contributions as ever. Just sitting there talking, sitting there listening.
So if the window shuts now and Sissoko doesn't sign for Everton,
it's just going to be
a whole different matter.
It is
a whole different matter, isn't it?
But there's going to be pissed off people left, right, and centre. I'll be one of them, but it's like, I don't know. It's tempered by the fact that we're not. We're clearly going in some kind of direction now as a club, but we just haven't had.
You know, if you were Sissoko then, right, and you were thinking, well, hang on a minute, Spurs don't want to pay that kind of money for me, and you know,
yeah,
out, and then the next thing you've come back in to say, actually, yeah, because Everton have gone in, we're going to go in. Does that not say to the player, well, actually, do they really want me?
Yeah. It should screen that Everton wanted him first if they come in and match.
Because Everton signed him.
Which is what Redknapp done for years. If you think about it, I mean, Redknapp's no longer there, I know.
So I think it comes down to that.
And they're just about to enter the group stage, aren't they?
I think it's more than back to the conversation we were having before of, you know what, yeah, Tottenham have come in, they've matched in Champions League football versus Everton long term.
So now we've got to basically
up the ante on his wages.
Up his wages.
Or sell the project to him more.
More, if he believes in the project, or now we've got to. If he wants to play for Everton, it's going to cost us probably an extra, what, 20, 30 grand a week, maybe?
Or is he short-termism? He's 27, go to Tottenham. Is the project there, or is it Champions League football? Are they building something for the future under Pochettino?
Yeah.
Or do you believe
And they're moving into a new stadium as well, so
they're own little project.
Equally as attractive as us.
So, well, I don't think they really think about the, oh, well, now they didn't want me, but now they do it.
Yeah.
The Masonries, aren't they?
We're competing with Fitbirds all over the shop.
Nearly 86 has just tie him up.
Absolutely, just tie him up.
I'm part of the medical.
Can they not just cut the sudden white fly there so we can?
My cousin Davey Liverpool actually just made a good point. Why is your wallpaper red?
My mum. I never picked it. It can't have blue wallpaper as well. It gives you a headache, and it looks like. To be honest, as much as I love the colour blue, it looks like a hospital if you paint your house in that colour. But my son's bedroom is blue.
This is starting to feel like it's all going to go a bit wrong.
So,
I know. So Koeman resigns after. Maybe it's just going to go south, isn't it? You know.
Right, I'm going to try and read these quite quick. Lower Gladys, lads.
Yeah.
Why are so many copites watching this?
Hey. You've had not to watch all day.
We are their bloodline.
No, that comes in.
Yeah. Selling Balotelli for a free. £16 million.
And Nisa's
£16 million on wages.
Anyway, enough for Liverpool.
Yeah. Tancredi Palmieri.
Yeah.
I was just
Italian.
To say, capital letters finished. Witzel not going to Juventus.
So that means now we're going to sign Witzel.
Does that leave the door open for Witzel?
Because Sissoko's off the Spurs.
That then puts you back to your point about Sissoko. With Witzel didn't want it. Now he's had to go with Juventus, he's had to go here, and it's like, oh, well, I'll go to Everton. Yeah. And it's just flipping that same argument. Football players are just...
So you get into the situation where Witzel and Sissoko are both walking up the path, looking at each other, trying to make it to the door first. Because they've run out of clubs.
Passing chips.
Once they put that shirt on and they've signed and they crossed that line, they're an Everton player, aren't they? You support them through thick and thin. Whatever's going on transfer deadline day, it's forgotten. As soon as they score the first goal, play that first pass, you support them, and that's what you do.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you're not going to hate anyone no matter what he says.
No.
Even Rom. Rom's come up and said he wants to leave, but when he's on the field,
he's running towards goal. That's what he said, this in June.
Yeah.
Don't score!
It doesn't come into it at all, does it?
No. Witzel's just been spotted and counted over that house. What is it? Brassels,
man?
You just got married?
Do you know what? Shambolic, mate.
Disgraceful.
That's all the noises downstairs. Not wearable.
Absolutely, mate. It's a fair. Do you know what? Got to admire his carefree attitude there, but he's only just got married.
Congratulations, by the way, lads.
Yeah, all the best, mate.
It is fair to say that his monumental meltdown on Twitter.
I don't even look at Twitter.
Oh, West Ham Central has just tweeted.
What?
Enervantia's loan to Everton is just about done.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Who said that?
West Ham Central.
Gonna have to go to the toilet, mate. Oh,
there's our Matthew Simon.
And a Valencia. Oh my god.
I wonder if Mark can tweet the link for the Periscope on Twitter.
Maybe he could. Can he do that?
Yeah, see, will do, lads.
Well, it's right now. Hey, what a team.
He might be in the room, but he's with us in spirit.
Maybe we could do a copy thing and get a hologram of Mark sitting on the couch.
Nearly 86 just said, even with money, it seems to be the same old Everton. It's going to be, though, isn't it? We're in a transition period, as you said before. You've got to buy into the project, and what is that project looking like at the moment with Everton? Maybe a new ground, getting new manager, Steve Walsh. Don't judge them on this transfer window, judge them on the January transfer window when Steve Walsh has had a proper good run at it.
Scout.
This is what I think we need. Let's go in big bang, and hopefully he'll start doing it early January and not leaving until January.
Do you think do you think, just say for argument's sake, the ground gets announced in a week or two?
Yeah.
Do you think if that would have been announced a week or two ago, would that influence a player or not at this stage?
Just thinking that, a big shiny promotion about a new stadium and stuff, and maybe that would have helped, I don't know. Yeah, possibly. But obviously that's not going to be forthcoming, is it, right now? But
if you're not on Twitter and you're not looking at it, Paul,
it's
basically the article.
Express.
All things Everton.
Yeah.
It's basically just tweeted the second Musa Sissoko prefers move on. So it looks like that.
He will be.
So then he's going to hold out.
I'm not wide, though, you know. You really can.
London
project as well.
Going back to your point on the ground, I think it just, if it's announced 2 weeks ago, I think it just gives you more fuel for that project, because at the moment it's just an ambition, isn't it? Look, we are putting a plan in, we're trying to take it forward. If we've actually signed that deal for the ground and it's moving, it's like, look, that's in the bag and it's happening. And players do see that and think, yeah, there's more tangible things happening.
So we've got problems. Really have.
We're pinning all our hopes now on a £30 million signing them on Moses Sissoko.
Yeah.
That's what we've come to at the end. That phone's a miss, and I'll read that bit out. One of me Liverpool meters just messaged, it was actually a good point, but he missed it, so
Send
it back to us.
I predicted this on WhatsApp, didn't I? That we won't sign anyone, and then to cover it, the ground will get announced tomorrow. So then everyone will be fuming tonight, and then if they go, look, we've got this ground, everyone will go,
which they will.
Do you think the Euros got in the way of Everton putting Koeman and the rest of the sort of backroom stuff in place?
Yeah.
Getting the ball moving a bit quicker.
Do you think
he got in the way?
See, I think what Koeman did. Koeman come in and had a good look at the squad, And he's probably looked at it and thought, right, well, I need a right back. And then, but he's seen Aldgate and thought, well, do you know what? Don't need a right back now. He might have thought he needed two centre mids.
Yeah.
He's looked at Tom Davies and go, do you know what? I only need one now.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
You mean, John, everything you laughed at for LFC is happening to us. Hopefully, you don't waste money like we did. And I think he's got a fair point.
They've wasted some money then.
Not
that. I'm sure I've wasted a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Markovic and his other lad, they had to let go today, which was a transfer committee. He looked at all the stats.
Yeah.
He was a brilliant player, but he just couldn't cut it. I can't remember his name. But he's been let go today, hasn't he?
The likes of Akolani and stuff like that, 20 million on nothing, you know.
A good point though, when you've got money to spend, I think you've got to be careful of.
To be fair, our big money signings have tended to work alright, haven't they? Apart from Niasse and Trolls up at the time, wasn't it?
For me, although there being quite a lot of fumes tonight, you've just got to trust in Mascheri and Koeman and Walsh in terms of what he's putting in place. Let tonight pass and then we move into January and then judge them more then.
It's a lot.
30 million tonight on Sissoko, well, it might be big while it happens. It might be the biggest deal, worst deal that we've ever done in January, because they're still assessing from what Seddle just said about getting things in place, and you don't want to just panic buy, like that Liverpool lad just said, panic buy. We struggled with that last time when we panicked bought the axe, and we can't get them off the books now.
No, so, exactly. You're right. It's a balancing act, because you've got to... They're aware of the fans' fury, and they want to keep the fans happy on one side, but then they don't want to get it wrong on the other side either.
I thought they signed a load of players, and the one player they did need was a left back, badly.
Yeah,
because they're not going anywhere.
Jamie and Wallace, are we saving all our cash for Bramley Dock? I'm afraid I'm doing fuck all between now and May. Do you think we are saving the money for?
You'd like to think that's already
on
there.
Top of that.
Yeah, but without building the stadium, we need to build the team that's going to play in that stadium. I think it's a pot of money over here for that.
Yeah,
Money over here for dealing with the team.
Yeah,
pot of money for dealing with the commercial side, and that's the way.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
I don't think Mascheri's that rich, though. You know, he's got a billion, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not Abramovich rich, or do you know what I mean?
No,
so
no, not something.
It could be.
But
he's rich in contacts and he's rich in know-how and he's rich in.
I still can't believe that stuff that was built up through Jim White has just been for the possible purchase of Mobile to SoCo.
No, and also the way
it's looking like it has been.
Reading the statement out saying anxious to sign new players straight after Bolasie, you know, Mascheri came and he read the statement out on Sky Sports saying that they were anxious to add more players, and by the looks of it, there isn't going to be any more. Hopefully not. I mean, it's not even Friday tomorrow, it's Thursday, it's going to be fuming, don't they?
Something from Grand Old Team, which you picked up on before, and we're probably repeating ourselves a little bit more for the people watching. One for Carr who gets injured.
Yeah,
yeah. And he's just retweeting his own tweet and said, still this. Yeah. And he's got a point, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's absolutely. Yeah. It hasn't been addressed. It hasn't been addressed since he signed.
They're back, sure.
On loan, to be honest.
Because it's not giving pressure to McCarthy to actually perform.
No.
Because they're the one putting pressure on him.
He knows he's first choice. Yeah.
If he does get injured, Delafeu, Morales.
What they shown against West Brom, it's not the answer, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But it's looking increasingly 45 minutes to go.
Yeah. That is going to be the answer.
And I can't believe they hadn't planned for that. They wouldn't have put all their eggs in. One basket,
no, surely not. Gabbiadini, and they must have known there was a risk that wouldn't happen. I don't know. So, we're trying to make sense of it all, but at the moment, the only thing that's known is that they haven't planned for it. Maybe, or they are thinking about one player for one position up front.
You know, there are players out there, I'm not saying the long term solutions, but Bonnet,
So maybe
he's better than me.
I'm amazed. Nobody's picked him up.
But it's just, he doubts
he's got a year left. There's probably other players there that will come in and do a job.
Yeah, I agree.
Someone's put on Twitter here, big moment is for Everton, go out and prove you're a big club, beat Spurs to Sissoko.
Yeah,
that could be a statement. That
could be.
If we could, get him over the line.
Yeah. Maybe.
Are we gonna apart from the project over more money? Are we gonna chat? Because the statement will be Champions League football.
Yeah, that's what he's going to come out and say.
That's all Tottenham have got to say.
Yeah.
Job done, isn't it? If he's, that's because, like you say, his age might be a factor. Might not think he's got time to mess around with projects. So he just wants to go straight in.
James WEFC 1983 says we won't beat Tottenham to the signing, and he's pissed off big time, which I can understand. But the same. And I think Tottenham is probably sort of in the same category as us in a way, because they're building a new stadium like next door to White Hart.
They're probably a couple
and they're based in London. As we know, London gets fucking everything at the moment.
Yeah,
well, Joe pisses me off.
And it's a big pull for players, London, isn't it? Yeah. You know, see, Liverpool isn't.
Pre Martinez wasn't Tottenham, there weren't much difference. They had Bale, maybe. No, when that season, us and Tottenham were like that. And
they had Bale.
Tottenham have pushed on, and
we're talking here, right? And good question by Jamie, but we're talking about Momo Sissoko. We're not talking about someone well beaten and going out and actually,
We were saying before, we don't know if he's
fitting. I understand the point, but we don't want to get into an eBay scenario of ending up overpaying for someone because we want something. If he goes for 30 million to Tottenham because they've got Champions League football, how else are we going to?
Spot on,
Mark's just told us there, Sunderland has signed a defender on loan. So I reckon we could still get Coney.
Yeah, they've signed that lad from City.
Definitely.
It still isn't addressing the problem.
No.
We don't need a centre half, I don't think. No.
I think we need a striker.
Desperately.
Up front, I would be killing myself for a striker over the next 4 years.
Yeah, that is now the top target, isn't it, a striker? Jim, you got to give us Javier Hernandez. Because the fume is going to blow computers up all over the shop. I don't know. It's just one of them, isn't it? There's always this great big sense of dissatisfaction with everything on deadline day.
Yeah, it's pretty O'Connor to tell us we've gone up.
Sissoko probably.
No, because of a modern man, the category and body that they can tell you, wouldn't
it? He still hasn't forgiven you for Fellaini. Don't know what Vinny's saying, Ben, listen. But we'll talk and just hope that. Oh my word. Vinny O'Connor's talking about transfers.
Looks like he's heading to Spurs.
Looks like. From him? We're listening. Need to be speaking. Dead air as we listen to Vinnie O'Connor. But we don't know what's going on. What do we think?
The helicopter was
taken. Fume meltdown. The helicopter. Sorry about that. We were just listening to Vinnie O'Connor.
So Vinnie O'Connor just basically said
agreed terms, agreed,
everything was agreed,
medical room set up,
Sokol's been in London
and he hasn't turned up.
Has he actually been here? Has he actually been to Liverpool though? Because
they wouldn't have had all that set up if he wasn't on his way. No way.
But he's just done it straight away. He's just went down roundabout back down to London,
basically. Yeah,
pretty much
with the helicopter waiting in Kirkdale. I think he stopped off on Stanley Road. lads, we're heading for disappointment.
Yeah.
Something dramatic has to happen now, but I just can't see it. you know, the blind shots at Finch Farm?
Do we think we're just left with the
security lights on, nothing else?
The atmosphere just drained out of the room in the last hour.
Little bit, lads. Yeah.
It's
Everton,
isn't it?
Pretty much same old Everton.
That's right. The fume is because we thought it'd be different.
This morning we get built up so much. And yeah. We get to a point where, you know, we've just got to, at this moment in time, we've just got to trust that, listen, it's a long-term project. Let's wait till January. Yeah. My only concern is that we haven't gone out for a strike yet in this transfer window and got someone. That's where I see our biggest weakness.
I totally agree, 100%. And like I say, ever since we signed Lukaku, it's been a problem that we haven't addressed, you know.
Just an update on the Sissoko stuff. French footballer tweeting, Moussa Sissoko was signed a 5-year deal with Tottenham.
Ah. God almighty, that happened quick.
Send it to a Tottenham podcast.
I don't know. If you want to ask us any questions about Tottenham, don't bother phoning in.
As we said before, a lot of people have said on here that it's the poor Champions League.
It is.
Do you know what I've seen a lot of people saying all over Twitter as well? We've had 6 weeks to do.
Yeah.
So Sokol's been available for 30 million all summer.
Yeah.
Since Newcastle, since the Euros is finished.
Why now?
Unless Sissoko weren't our first choice.
No.
And now we've just tried to get him, and now Tottenham have just snatched them away. That's the only thing you'd like to believe. You were aiming for someone better, and we've maybe failed out then, so we went for Sissoko.
Yeah.
And now
I've locked out, so they've gone for better players. They just can't get him in. Just can't offer them.
We're not ready.
Maybe trying to run before we can walk.
Maybe, yeah.
Just another transfer line. Porto says we hold the firm and turn down an item of $34 million from Everton for Yassine Rahimi.
Oh,
has only got 1 year left on his contract as well?
I'm not too sure.
They are notoriously difficult to deal with, Porto, as well, aren't they, with transfers?
Trying to get players out of Portugal.
It's being reported that the players absolutely distraught.
Well, and that, as Slimani, one of the that was mean. Slimani, Mahrez, and Brahimi, there's another guy as well from Algeria, would all be in the Premier League. And,
in all fairness, I don't think we thought we'd want to be sitting here tonight, didn't we, discussing Momos or so. But from everything that's been built up, from the Murphy signing that we've heard about, from the Jim White stuff,
we're
still, you know, 36 minutes away, you know, when the Sissoko deal seems to have gone. That's all our.
Yeah.
Jamie's just made a good point there. He's just said Sissoko's been available since May.
That's right. Why now are we 20 minutes left? Are we in battle with Tottenham? It's pathetic.
And you're battling with Levy, who's like the master of these type of signings.
It almost makes you think, have Everton actually set out the players that they want to sort of target? You know, has it been planned in the background?
I think there has been, but I think that Steve Walsh, how long has Steve Walsh been in post?
A month and a half, two months.
You know,
is that enough time?
Give him time, haven't you, to come in? It's one of the sets, you know, they're in doing double training. He's trying to get the team, you know, working.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't lost yet. So, I'm not saying it's all rosy in the garden.
No.
But this wasn't a transfer window for me to actually make the statement. It was more January.
Yeah.
Which is that time to assess. So,
casual smarties just said exactly the same as you were saying.
I was at the Everton magazine, no one where. By the way, I thought
you'd actually paid £4 then.
No. I'm sure Koeman was stated as saying he wants to sign players who are going to improve Everton, but he doesn't want to hand the current Everton production line that we've got going at the Great Academy.
Yeah.
So we don't know what we've got coming through.
You seen Tom Davies, the evidence last year, wasn't he, against Norwich in the last game? He was warming up last week.
That never appeases fans, young players coming through, does it? I know what you're saying, yeah.
Big money signs makes fans happy.
Yeah.
But to me, there's nothing better than seeing one of your own do well on the pitch.
If Ross
could develop into the player that we hope he develops into, do you know what I mean? And then seeing him do well and being a world beater at Everton.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than one of your own.
No, yeah. Absolutely,
if
really. Was one of them.
I know he didn't have a great game, but when he was captain against Yeovil, just get one of your own being captain and dragging you through the... He went over the park, haven't he, with that belling with the big head. You know what I mean?
Again, his name escapes me. Yeah.
I'd love that, to be honest. I'd love that.
What positives are you going to take from the window, if this is it?
Balassi. Love the guy.
Guy.
Complete, yeah, of
Cooman
course.
Guy Williams.
Welsh.
Cooman Guy Williams. Yeah.
And as you've been saying, it's a 2-year plan, isn't it? It wasn't going to get fixed and resolved in this transfer window.
No. Particularly given the season we had.
We need the one thing that none of us have. Patience. We just need
that. Well, all we ever said last year was, you know, we need the strategy, we need the plan, we need to look like this now. We look like we've got a plan off the pitch, on the pitch, commercially.
Absolutely.
It's taking time. So, for me, it wasn't all going to happen tonight. Unfortunately, we haven't had a so-called the Polo Champions League, London, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
As I say, I don't want to get into an eBay war of buying someone who's...
But that's right, that's what's held us back. But, you know, hopefully the Koeman can get that team with what he's got competitive and challenging, and so January we can hopefully with a new stadium behind us then we'll have that pull. But it's not going to please everyone, this. No way. It's not going to please anyone, I don't think.
No, I thought we just said on
everyone withdrawn interest in Sissoko. I've just got his name on the back of his shirt.
Do you know what, right? Good on them, because you know why. Basically, you may as well just say, you know what, mate, you want to go there, right? We've offered you 30 million, we've offered you the wages, you want to go to Tottenham, you've made it clear we're withdrawing, we're not getting into a game with you.
Yeah,
so I think that's just as much a statement. If you don't want to join Everton, we don't want you.
No. Yeah,
happy to say reason well, though.
Well, do you think it's Everton saying we were in for them? You know, he's going,
yeah,
there you go, so Jim White's not,
saying what we all know. And then, you know, I've said before as well, it's been eerily quiet coming from Goodison the last couple of days. You know, nobody normally get whispers.
Yeah.
It's been dead.
Nothing.
Which I've always thought it's because everyone's been sneaky. We're going to get someone really good.
But I know.
Like, we just didn't have a clue.
Well, people were saying they cancelled a football session for the kids at Finch Farm today, and there was fume about it, and people said, oh, it's because there's a few signings coming in, but... Looks like that was, well, they could have easily held that training session today for the kids, couldn't they? But, you know, that hasn't happened. Good God.
Casual smart,
you
said, would you say from Bellerino?
I don't know, you got a question to play with Dallas Torres for that long.
Valencia all day.
Yeah, absolutely. If his head's right.
Hasn't been confirmed, has he?
No. I keep opening it once. It's us gagging for players, I keep opening that one
for him. Give the right corner, he stands up front.
Cristiano Coney taking the ball down on his chest like a pro. I can believe that, I would have seen it.
All that matters is that we beat Sunderland the week on, a couple of weeks on Monday, and then
absolutely,
and then see how we progress.
Yeah,
in terms of, you know, the team on the pitch.
Yeah, how much did he want for that? You know, it's about 30 million, isn't it?
25, 30.
He's producing a little guy here left on his contact, so it is.
He down souls, didn't he? You know, he down souls for West Brom for so long. I don't know, you know, but I'm not going to sign anyone out.
One final question then.
Yeah.
If Earl goes tits up against Sunderland, we've actually strengthened in the window. Where does that leave us?
I still think we beat Sunderland, you know. I think teams like that now, where you come to Goodison or we go to there and you're like,
yeah,
you worry. I think on the Cuban now, I think we beat teams like that now. It's
I agree.
For me, if it all goes wrong and we get beat by Sunderland for whatever reason, for me it's a long-term project. What I've seen so far in Everton is the building blocks are there. Tonight hasn't been a great success, but we've signed Balassi, we've got Guy, we've got Steffenberg in goal, we've got Steve Walsh. For me, it's a long-term project, and if we get beat by Sunderland, we'll just kick on and then go and beat Borough, and we'll, you know.
I can see us beating Sunderland, I can't see. I don't know, they probably beat us 3-0. There won't be anything like last season, that's for sure. The absolute nightmare on Elm Street that game was against Sunderland.
That's saved the purpose, didn't it?
Yeah,
the following
it did. Absolutely, it got rid of madness, but did you see a very different Everton there? No problem. I could see us beating them. We've got a little bit of momentum in the league, let's not forget. You know, there's no problem in the league so far. No problem at all. It's just hope we can build on it.
It's only half 10, so there's still half an hour left.
There is.
There's still time for the full lane.
Well, there's more time than that, isn't there? We could get Mermis up to like the early hours and that, but it's not looking very likely, is it?
No.
Normally, then again, there was nothing at all on Fellaini, was there?
I mean, nothing.
Nothing.
No.
And then...
signed him overnight.
Good morning. Oh, yeah. I've got cat seats.
Apologising to the cat for months.
Right, I'll can this.
Sounds.
So, thanks for watching, everyone.
Sound. And that, we're going to end. We've just been on Periscope. King, who says men can't multitask? We've been on everywhere. We're gutted that we started off with a signing and we've ended up with him going to Tottenham. But there you go, that's that. We're going to wrap it up now. Thanks, guys. Thanks for all your help and thanks for all your chats and thanks for coming tonight.
Pleasure.
Great to see you.
Back soon.
Back soon, yeah. Catch you soon. We'll catch you probably after the Sunderland game. Take it easy. Bye now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.